This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Both U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov say their countries will continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean peninsula. A U.S. statement said the two spoke by phone Tuesday to discuss concerns related to North Korea's destabilizing nuclear program and emphasized that neither the United States nor Russia accepts Pyongyang as a nuclear power. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it had imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program.
The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeongchol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. 10 people were injured and sent to hospitals when a homemade bomb detonated in a supermarket in St. Petersburg, Russia, according to officials Wednesday. The blast was caused by a homemade explosive device with the power equivalent to 200 grams of TNT filled with lethal fragments. Investigators said they have opened a criminal case on the grounds of attempted murder. Health officials said none of the 10 victims suffered life-threatening injuries. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A federal court Wednesday charged a fourth suspect.